you off to this wet afternoon? W2T at home.
Well, we have a lasagna that Bernice made. It's hot. It's in a heated bag with a brick in there. You call it a granite brick. And we're headed down to Amy's and going to take supper down to them and some eggs and just enjoy the evening. How's your day?
Except that I was out doing a property inspection with light rain that kept coming up and coming and going. Other than that, it was pretty good, so it's not been bad. Had gotten a gift card for McAllister's the other day, so I took that and went and had a nice baked potato for lunch today.
Good. It is gloomy out, and I went out to feed Martha the chickens earlier, and definitely was gloomy. But, I don't like going this time of day, but you know, what choice you got means you're taking dinner. Yes, $3 a gallon here at Willis's, at this one, not the one on Gap Creek. It's higher. But I had a thing come up today. I was trying to enter a phone number, and it come up, and it said duplicates for you. And I don't know if you've changed your numbers or what, but I'm not very bright when it comes to these iPhones. So I said, okay, give me the last 4 digits of yours, and I'll check it when I get down to Amy's and make sure I got the right one in there.
3872.
Remember that, Bernice? Or write it down, 3872. I'll check it, Rusty. Probably does, but I don't know if you ever had that message come up or not, and there was 2 of them in there, apparently, and so I just said, okay, and merge them together. I didn't know if you changed phones or not. I can't remember.
Nope, haven't changed phones. The only thing I've changed in the last couple of years is my mailing address to my actual mailbox in front of the house, other than going to the post office box, so... I can't think of any other thing that would cause it to do that. But take a look later when you get somewhere that you can look without running off the road. It would be better if you do that way.
I don't touch the phone while I'm moving. I hand it to Bernice. I push a button there to release it and hand it to Bernice. But I don't touch it under any circumstances. I haven't even merged it to the wireless in the truck, and we're in the truck today. Thought maybe it wore some of the yellow off of it. But there's no problem then, because I know I haven't changed that in the last couple of years. It was probably me. I entered it twice or something. So more likely my fault. Boy, everything out here just popped out today blooming. It's going to be beautiful when the sun comes out on it. It's pretty now, but it'll be prettier. Visibility, there's some... there's a little bit of fog out here, Rusty.
Yeah, there is. I passed through a couple of places running around over here in this area, too. So, anyway, somebody just posted on Facebook a thing that says here... I'm not saying South Carolina winters are crazy, but I just saw a mosquito wearing a sweater snort a line of pollen off the hood of my car. What do you think about that?
That's a good one. Yeah, I believe it, too. We got them, kind of like Alaska, we got them the size of 747s down here, I think. But from watching that Life Below Zero up there, my God, this one guy, he doesn't even use a chainsaw. He cuts his wood with an axe and all that. But he'll go out looking for game, and he'll have on the dangest array of mosquito nets you ever seen, and they're just all over him. You wouldn't think they'd have mosquitoes in Alaska, would you?
No, you never know. And well, you pay attention to where you're driving out there, and I'll catch you later. Be careful out there. That road's wet, and it is slick in spots. So I'll talk to you later, and y'all have a good supper. It sounds like lasagna. I'm going to have to get some of Bernice's lasagna sometime because it sounds good. I'll talk to you later, Tom. N0TR, W2T. Be careful.
Yeah, you're right about that. It is good. shoot. I've been eating those little tangerines, what are they? Mandarin oranges this afternoon, some. I gotta start on the white grapes when I get home. I like those too, and when they crunch. All righty, we got, well, probably 20 minutes to go, so if you think anything interesting. Oh, I got my problem resolved somewhat in my, on my radio. I'm sure it's the tuner now, but this afternoon when I hooked it up, I thought, well, I'll just buzz around the bands, and I didn't even have the scope on or nothing. I just started thumbing around like I used to with 100 watts, and I, the first station I come to on, it was on 12 meters, actually. It was in Sardinia. Now, it's not that I haven't worked Sardinia before. It's just the fact that, boom, there he was in the middle of the afternoon, just me guessing where to look. And so I tried him on one antenna, it didn't work, so I tried him on the super loop and worked him the second try. So I was happy to get down 12 meters, because I doubt if I ever worked him on 12. But I'm just glad to have 100 watts right now. We'll get the rest of it fixed starting Monday or something. I'm tired of messing with it. See you later, Rusty. W2T and 0TR73.